I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, bring it up, Rick. So we think... How bad is the sound now?
Not bad. As long as there's not like music over you, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what happens. Apparently like my microphone died.
Yep. It was so funny because for people listening, I think we could all, obviously you were in the middle of a story about working at Bertucci's.
I heard none of this, by the way. So like whatever you're about to tell me is going to be new to me because I didn't hear any crackling or anything.
So you're telling the story and you started kind of building toward the punchline and occasionally would be like, shh. And it would just kind of like cut out a little bit, but we would hear occasional words. And then the best part was you deliver the punchline, but you do it in a way where totally cuts out. You say the punchline and then all we see is you and you are laughing hysterically at the punchline.
Well, it's a funny story.
That none of us heard. It's incredible. Like, I just see like your face. I mean, I won't do it because for our audio audience, it would make no sense. They can't see me right now, but it was literally just like hardcore laughing at something none of us heard basically.
Well, the story is basically we prank called a manager that we used to work with. We asked him, is this Bertucci's? And he said, yeah, it's Bertucci's. Where everybody bleeping eats, which was the tagline. And he didn't say bleeping. He used another word. And like we laughed for like 10 minutes that night. Anyway. All right. So hopefully this sounds okay. And I have to get a new microphone. So yeah, I can't wait to text our buddy Mitch and Eli about that. But getting a new microphone for myself. But for now, final hour of the show here. Costos and Barkley in a Thursday on the BetQL Audio Network. We've done a ton of National Football League on the show this week following the draft. Win totals. Divisions. We've got our hypothetical playoff matchups in hour number two. Let's bring on one of our favorite NFL guests, the very learned and educated Pete Prisco from CBS Sports on Twitter at Prisco CBS to talk some National Football League with us here on You Better You Bet. What's going on, Pete? Welcome back to the show with Nick and Ken. How you doing?
Did you ever think that maybe your mic isn't broken? They just turned it off.
Well, let me tell you, Pete, I was thinking this earlier when we were talking about Pablo Lopez, the Marlins pitcher who got scratched yesterday. I feel like it's like my life goal, like to just keep getting scratched and keep getting paid. So like right. Cut my mic off, but just get me paid every 2 weeks. And this just sounds like the ideal life, honestly. Yes, cut my mic off, but pay me, please. That sounds awesome.
Right.
There you exactly. go.
Yeah. And there with, and with, you know, considering that I would then have to host solo the final two segments, which were going to be about topics of like literally Nick's favorite things and what Nick is going to do this weekend. Those would have been tough. Those would have been tough segments to fill with without, you know, kind of like the subject involved. But Pete, I think the last time
that last segment should be what Nick's not allowed to do.
What's that, Pete? Why is that, Pete? You can say it. It's okay. It'll be good fun. Good fodder for the show.
Because he's got a thumb on his head. That's why.
But go ahead. No, but like tell the story, Pete. Like it's okay. Like I'm not, it's okay, totally fine.
We went, me and Jamie Eisenberger works with me. Yeah, we work with me and Nick at CBS Sports. He was in town a couple weeks ago for a wedding, and I drove about 25 miles from my house.
You make it like you cross like the Sahara, Pete, to come see me. Like you went from Fort Lauderdale to Boca. Stop it.
It was a pretty good drive up A1A. It takes a while to get there. I get there. I met Nick's beautiful girlfriend. I met his father-in-law and Nick. They left and went away. And Nick and myself and Jamie were sitting out telling stories. And the entire time, Nick was looking at his watch because he thought he was going to get yelled at.
It's true.
True or false?
True. Absolutely true. Now, I don't know if I was like constantly looking at the watch, but once we hit like 30 minutes at 0.1 seconds, and like that's when I knew the count was on. That's when I had to start checking to make sure I didn't get... Listen, my whole life is predicated on the path of least resistance. What's not going to get me hassled? I had to get you guys in and out of there because like I knew she wasn't happy about it happening in the first place, really, that it was going to be that much time when we had limited time on the vacation. So I kind of had to get you out of there. So yes, I am under the thumb. There's absolutely no question about it.
But it was all in good fun. That was a good time. Look, we give each other a bunch of crap. He gives me crap. I give him crap. And off we go.
Pete, I know one thing just from, you know, even being on Twitter and people sending me draft grades have been obviously super popular following the draft. I know you've written up your draft grades. They've been included in a bunch of stuff that I've read. Just kind of really quick, we can move on to obviously some betting angles and how we view teams going forward. But just kind of a quick draft recap, maybe a team that earned like a really awesome grade from you and a team that didn't earn a very good grade.
You know, when I look at some of these grades I give right after the draft, I'm sitting there saying, I look back on it. By the way, I'm doing grading the 2018 draft. I always go back 3 years later and regrade the draft. And so that's what I'm doing now. But so I look at these grades from now and I'm like, okay, they're immediate. We get, you know, people love them. We get paid to do it. So you got to do it. And then you look back 3 years later and you go, okay, I was close on a lot. I missed on a few, but it's fun to do. But as far as who did well, I thought there were three teams that did really well. I thought the Denver Broncos did an outstanding job. Most people disagree with me on that. I thought they were fantastic from top to bottom. I had a really good draft. I thought the Dolphins had a nice draft. I mean, they added, you know, Waddle, who I think gives them a Tyreek Hill kind of player. I think they added a good safety in Holland. They added who I probably would have taken Morgan there, but Holland's a good player. They had Jalen Phillips, who can rush the passer, and they needed to upgrade that. And then an offensive lineman in Eichenberg, who now means they have four linemen in the last two drafts will be starting on that offensive line. That's good drafting right there. And then the Vikings. I thought the Vikings were outstanding. Christian Darrisaw, one of my favorite players in the draft. He fell to him after they traded down. They also drafted a bunch of really good players. Jalen Twyman in the sixth round, the guy I think is going to be good. Wyatt Davis, that's the left side. You know, the problem the Vikings have had is they've been little on the offensive line. Well, now you got Darrisaw at left tackle and Davis at left guard. All of a sudden, you're big on that side. So those are the three teams I think as a whole did really good.
All right, good stuff there from Pete Prisco with some of the teams that he liked in the NFL draft. Pete, I feel like we've been asking a lot of people the same questions, because it's all the same hot button stuff, right? So we're going to hit you with some of the same questions we've been asking people. And you mentioned the Vikings and you liked their draft, right? If we're operating under the assumption, maybe actually I think this is a better place to start. What are you hearing about Aaron Rodgers, Pete? Because this kind of dovetails in with a lot of the questioning that follows here. It's like, if Rodgers isn't in Green Bay, who do you like more, the Vikings and or the Bears in the NFC North? But so maybe you can answer that question, but also tell us, you know, what are you hearing about Aaron Rodgers and his future in Green Bay or otherwise?
I've heard that the Rodgers situation is this. They're not going to trade him, period, end of story. That's what I've been told from people. There's no way they're trading him, and nor should they. And I think this is more about the money and contract than it is about, you know, wanting the general manager out or not being happy with the organization. Look, a quarterback should have no right to tell a general manager that he wants Jake Kumerow around because he's his buddy. That's not his job. His job is to be able to go play quarterback, not to assemble the roster. And so I think that stuff is petty. I think in the end, what it comes down to is he looks at the contracts and look, he's the MVP and he's not making the same amount of money as some of those other guys are. And I think that's where the problem is. They'll resolve it. They'll figure it out. He'll play in Green Bay. I have no doubt in my mind he's playing in Green Bay.
So Pete, like, let's kind of let's carry that to the next logical conclusion then. So if we go through our, you know, kind of season preview here, and Rodgers is still on the Packers, as much as, you know, it seemed like, you know, a tumultuous relationship and there was a lot of news that came out and maybe things are really, you know, rocky or whatever. I mean, the talent on the roster versus the rest of the division, the Packers are still, like, to me at least, and I think to a lot of people, head and shoulders above everybody else. So how do you kind of see the division playing out? Like, you know, is the Rodgers situation enough that kind of can it wreck Green Bay's, like, clear advantage in terms of their talent?
If Rodgers isn't on the field, they're probably the worst team in the division, and one of the, you know, teams in the bottom of the NFC. That's how valuable he is to that team.
Is Jordan Love that bad? Also, Pete, like, I know he couldn't beat out Tim Boyle last year, but what are you hearing? Like, is Love going to be bad?
Yeah, well, we don't know, and that's just it. I mean, could you throw him in there and win 7 games? Maybe. Who knows? They're not going to win 11 or 12, and when Rodgers is in there, they're probably going to win 11 or 12, and that's the difference. I mean, if you took Patrick Mahomes away from the Chiefs and had to play with Chad Henne, what would that be like? Bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, unless they're playing the Cleveland Browns in the end of the divisional round of the playoffs, like we saw in January.
It's like there are certain quarterbacks that elevate their teams to a certain level, and if they're not there, your team isn't close to being as good. And those are two of them. So I think he's got to be there. But if he is there, they're the best team. If he's not there, I think the Vikings have a chance to be the best team, and I think the Vikings have a chance to bounce back, get to the postseason. I think Mike Zimmer has retooled the defense. I think that was a wise, smart thing to do. And I think getting bigger on the offensive line was important to them. You know, and I know they're in that zone scheme, but they had a tendency to get really pushed around by big people when they were playing good defenses. And I think getting bigger on the offensive line will help as well. And you know what it comes down to? It's all about Kirk Cousins. Can he, you know, compete and show he can be a legitimate quarterback in the big moments?
You better. You bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking NFL with Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Pete, in the second hour of the show today, we gave like what we think the playoffs would be right now. Like we had to like kind of guess like the seeds, the division winners, etc. I have the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the AFC South, which I do think Jacksonville will be better. I don't like the Colts. I don't like Carson Wentz. I think the Titans have like sneaky dumpster fire potential this year. Like I don't think they're going to be very good. Where are you at right now in the AFC South and your former hometown team, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
That's a tough division because if Carson Wentz plays well, they're the team to beat. But if you don't think he's going to play well, then it leaves it wide open. I'm with you on the Titans. I have the same problem with the Tennessee Titans every single year. I look at them, I say, what did they do that well? They didn't rush the passer last year. They only had 19 sacks. The defense was a disaster. Yeah, they run the ball, but how much staying power does running the ball have in a league where you got to throw it around? And Tannehill was better, but it was all predicated off the run game. So I get where you're coming from them. And then as far as the Texans, they're terrible. I mean, they're going to be awful whether Deshaun Watson's there or not. So then you come back to the Jaguars. Can they make the leap from 1-15, though, to win a division? I mean, you're talking about an enormous leap, Nick. I mean, that's I thought 7-8 wins would be a good year for them. That doesn't mean they're going to win the division, but I could see a real push to get into the postseason. I don't know if they're good enough to win that division.
Pete, if we again proceed under the assumption so Denver doesn't get Rodgers, but you mentioned you did like their draft a lot. Let's talk about the AFC West a little bit. Obviously, the Chiefs have a very high win total. They're kind of the favorite, but the Chargers have been a very kind of hot team among, you know, like content people. I know everybody's going to be on them to win the division or their win total over. And then you have Denver and the Raiders. Any kind of upset potential in terms of the Chargers either winning the division or Denver, if they don't get Rodgers, can they kind of, you know, put together a playoff push here?
I think, you know, the Chiefs are clearly the division favorite, and they should be. But after that, I think it's the Broncos second. I think the Broncos and again, people will say, well, how could you believe that? Well, I think Drew Lock's better than most people give him credit for. I think he was 7 touchdown passes, 2 picks in the final 4 games. That shows some growth. He will go in there and play well this year, better. I mean, he's not going to light it up and throw for 40 touchdown passes, but he will be better. But I think that defense can be special. You talk about 3 cover players in Sertan, you know, and Fuller, and also Ronald Darby. Now you can cover across in a division where you have to do that with Herbert and Mahomes. Getting Von Miller back will be important. If he's close to being the same Von Miller, that's really good because I think him and Chubb can get after the quarterback. So I think the Broncos are probably the second team. They'll battle the Chargers, and it'll be close, but I don't think either one of them is going to get the Chiefs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Who's going to win the NFC West?
Arizona. How about that? There's your upset.
That's, all right, well, you got it. You got to sell us on that here, because this is an anti Cliff Kingsbury show.
Look. Cliff Kingsbury is on the fire in front of the firing squad right now. I don't think there's any question about that. He's got to win, and they sold out this year to go win. I mean, if you look at all the moves they made, you got a big time center in Hudson in the middle of the offensive line. You had to do that. They had to get better in the middle. Getting AJ Green at his age, but I think Rondell Moore adds a dimension to the offense that they haven't had. In the middle of the field, you know? So all of a sudden your group of receivers with Hopkins and Kirk and Rondell Moore and even AJ Green outside, I think that's a good group. Defensively, getting JJ Watt big time. Zaven Collins is going to be a starting middle linebacker right away. People think Jordan Hicks will be. Nope, he's out. They're going to put Zaven Collins in there, and they're going to really play well on the front seven, something they haven't done consistently. Don't forget they're getting Chandler Jones back. I think that defense could be nasty this year for Arizona. I like them to win a division. It's going to be close. All those teams are good. That's a problem. But I think the Rams, I think, you know, the not having first-round picks will come back and haunt you a little bit, especially when it gets to depth. I think that's going to bother them a little bit. I think San Francisco, they're going to be right back in it again, no matter who plays quarterback. And then Seattle, I think Russell Wilson can carry that team, but the rest of that team has fallen off a great deal, I think. So I'm going to pick Arizona to win the division right now.
You in about 15 to 30 seconds, Nick's been really bullish on the Giants. He's very optimistic again. Who's your NFC East champion and why?
I'm taking Washington football team because of the front of that defense. I love Jamin Davis. Adding him as a linebacker gives him another player on the front seven. Look, Fitzpatrick's capable of managing them, and that's what he's going to do, is manage them to about 9-10 wins. Whoever wins the division is 9 or 10. I love what the Giants have done. I think they're going to be right in the mix with Dallas and Washington, and whoever can get hot at the right time is the team that's going to win it. But the Giants are moving in the right direction. It's all on Daniel Jones.
Pete, great stuff. We appreciate it. And just so you know, I told Eli to lose your number for a little bit since he texts you like 8 times a week. So yeah, we appreciate you coming on the show as always. All right. Love you, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right. At Prisco CBS on Twitter, Pete Prisco of CBS Sports. Yeah, like Washington too. Like the Giants more.
It's going to be very interesting. Have not bet the division yet. Not sure what I'm going to do.
All right. I'm going to a casino tomorrow. Roundtable discussion next. Most exciting thing to do when you go back to a casino is what?
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.